Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Birds out there. So, put on your warm clothing. Let's stay warm with some comedy today. See if I can open up the chat room. Go to the chat room. Join in, and I'll, if you have something to promote, just post it, and I will post it. I have to open up a second chat here. Let me see if it'll open on this one. Sometimes it will. Sometimes it won't. It's open. I see Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters is already in the house. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Wow, it's cold. I'm sure it's cold in Pueblo, Colorado, too, Betty, right? And anyway, oh, let's see. The chat room might be opening. Oh, but it wants me to do two windows to do it. This is such a pain. I think it has to do with whoever your, server, if you're on Fox, Mozilla Fox or whatever. It's very tricky, but we'll get through it all on this cold, cold day. George Benger, the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. You can go to Facebook, and it'll say right there, How to Catch Joe. You just go to tune in right here in Miramar. Just click on that and say, listen. And you should be able to see George. Should be all good. Tonight's events announce it's No Name in a Bag of Chips at Otto's Shrunken Head and Tiki Bar on 14th Street between A and B, closer to B. Bring ID. Tonight you're going to have some celebrities like Ophelia Eisenberg there, Eric Vedder, and his band will be playing, Carl Fortunato on piano, and you want to check that out. Always a fun show, and you never know what celebrities will show up. Maybe even me. Who knows? All righty. I don't know how to start. What's the feeling for today? It's cold outside, but I don't have any of those cold songs to give you, but the Oscars are coming up, so how about this?
Meryl Streep is from the future. She has traveled back in time. She comes from a land where stars shine brighter, like Meryl shines in yours and mine. Back in the future where Meryl's from, she's just an acting average Joe. But now that Meryl's here, there are no acting heights to which she can't go.
Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of emotion. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. So you turn back time to be among us ordinary people. Oh,
Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine. Back in the future when Meryl was in high school, when she couldn't get into her drama club, she flew to the physics lab with fervor and snapped upon her rubber gloves.
Using lots of scientific physics, magic Meryl grasped the hands of time.
And she fell into a wormhole, and now she's doing fine.
Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of emotion. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. So you turn back time to be among us ordinary mortals.
Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
Everybody, listen up.
Listen up.
Remember to give Meryl all of the awards, the accreditations, the roles, the paychecks.
Accreditations!
Because if she is in the slightest bit displeased, she will once again rip back the fabric of space and time.
Time!
To the very
time.
Beginnings of humanity when we climbed out of the primordial ooze. And she will merely dip in one big fucking toe,
big toe,
making us all a little bit Meryl, and then she will become supreme overlord of us all.
Ah!
Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of fucking everything. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else.
Ah!
So turn back time and enslave all of humanity. Oh,
Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine. shine, shine, shine. Oh, Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
That was Afterbirth Monkey. Check them out. I love them. Rachel Schneck and Mark Turner. They are just so terrific. Okay. I don't know. I'm trying to find my cold weather kind of thing. You know what? There's a show opening up, and it's going to be on the 17th, February 17th, and then official opening night is Saturday the 18th, theater at the 14th Street Y. It's called All Aboard by Tony Sportiello, and music and lyrics by Al Tapper, directed by Warren Scott Friedman. It's a limited engagement of an off-Broadway world premiere musical. So you want to check that out. Go to www.allaboardthemusical.com and find out more and get your tickets. It's going to be a fun show. I'm going to be there. So you want to check that out. All right. What else do we have going on here? Oh, I was going to play an All Aboard song, wasn't I? Okay. Let's see. Which one was the one that I kind of... I know what it was. This is the song I liked. Spin.
We take the truth and spin it. We take his faults, add some schmaltz, and spin it.
For what are facts but mere abstracts? We correct misconceptions, then we don't take questions.
That's the dance they call the spin.
You add a soundbite here and a soundbite there. That's the dance they call the spin. You turn to the left or you turn to the right. It all depends upon the wind.
First you vote for it, then you vote against it. And what did you know and when you know it? Are you better off now or were you better off then? That's the dance they call the spin.
The buck stops here, then the buck stops there. Let me make this perfectly clear. Are you now or have you ever been? That's the dance they call the spin.
Let me say this about that. I am not a crook. Government's best that governs least. I'm from the government and I'm here to help. I love the dance they call the spin.
You add a soundbite here and a soundbite there. That's the dance they call the spin. You turn to the left or you turn to the right. It all depends upon the wind.
Megyn Kelly was going through her menopause. Global warming was China's invention. And my hands are not small. They're bigger than Limbaugh's. That's the dance they call the spin.
I could have stayed home and baked cookies with nuts. Or sung Stand By Your Man. I really love Bill but love to cut off his pups. That's the dance they call the spin.
Let me say this about that. I am not a crook. I love saying that. Government's best that governs least. I'm from the government and I'm here to help. And that's the dance they call the spin. And that's the dance.
And that's the dance.
And that's the dance.
And that's the dance.
And that's the dance they call the spin.
In the last 10 years, you have reacted to a great many important newspaper headlines. But of all the events in the headlines, there is one that seemed to affect you most.
I see where they've called this little girl to the stand in the quiz scandal.
Oh, yeah, that I saw the little girl. Yeah. Had a picture of her in the newspaper going
yes.
into court with her manager.
Terrible thing.
Sick.
Yeah.
I am just sick about it.
You
just
know what
sick.
I keep wondering?
Sick.
If they had to fix the little girl.
Yeah, fixed her.
To rig the quiz.
Yeah.
How did they put it to her? She's 9.
How do they, how do you put it to a child?
Yeah.
What do you say to a kid? I suppose they said, kid.
Yeah.
You want to make some money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's how I put it to my child.
Yeah.
You can't go into a lot of things. You just
awful things.
The worst thing that's ever... Because it's a lie.
Yeah.
I hate a lie.
I haven't been able to think about anything else.
No. I want to tell you something. This is the truth. If there was a war tomorrow, I couldn't think about it.
No. Listen, if there was a war tomorrow, you wouldn't see it in the papers.
Well, that's a fact. But it's something that leaves you with nothing. The ground is washed out.
Van Doren was my idol.
Oh, he was everything.
He was my idol.
He was my image.
Yes. And now I don't know what to think.
Yeah.
I mean, does he know anything, or is he just a very thin man with a high forehead?
There's no way to know now.
No.
Now you can't tell.
Well, thank heaven for the investigation.
Oh, yes, they're getting on.
Yeah.
They're getting on.
When I feel worst, I say to myself, at least the government has taken a firm stand.
Oh, well, they can't fool around with this the way they did with integration.
No.
This is
a moral issue.
It is a moral issue.
A moral
and
issue.
To me, that's always so much more interesting than a real issue.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a fiber to it.
That's right.
You can feel
something
it.
Something to follow in the papers.
Yes.
But I'll tell you, I was stunned. Mm. Stunned, for instance, to find out that the people on Person to Person knew they were on television.
Oh, didn't you know that?
No. I was cool.
There you see, I knew that.
Remember how they used to, hello, Mr. Morrow. We were just looking at our new septic tank.
I never knew. Because you know, how would they know? They had to know where to look for the camera.
But I didn't think.
You don't think. You see, you don't think. If you thought, but you don't.
I want to know this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know it's terrible to have all this dishonesty. But I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the president on television?
Which one?
Well, any.
Oh, well, of course. I've seen them all. And then on radio before that. Oh, yes, I keep up.
Now, let me ask you this. Who do you think writes their speeches?
Don't they?
Not always. Politicians don't always write their own speeches.
Oh, my dear, some of them do.
Some of them do, some of them don't.
How do you know which do and which don't?
That's my point.
Oh, I see.
That's my point.
I see your point, yeah.
Because. Now, if they have to announce that the dentist in the ads is an actor.
Yeah.
Won't they have to announce when a politician hasn't written his own speech?
Oh, well, now, don't be a fool. You're being a childish person.
Well, why?
Because this is an investigation that extends to television, but you certainly can't enforce the same rules on politicians. I mean, they're the people who run our country. You know what I mean?
Well, yes and no. What's the difference?
What difference?
I mean, you admit that Van Doren is a fraud.
Oh, my. Well, because it's not the same thing. No, really, it's not.
Well.
Because it's the whole thing. It's a different... you want to know the difference?
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you exactly what the difference... Here is the difference. Here is the difference right here.
Yeah.
This is the difference. Because very simply, Van Doren went on television and claimed to know all the answers. Mm-hmm. And the government has never done that.
Nichols and May, always funny. Let me open up the chat room, see if anybody's there. Yeah, who's there? Betty Jo Tucker's. Yay! Betty Jo Tucker movie at a headquarters. I post what your show is, Betty, because I'm multitasking, and as you know, my computer crashed, so I'm working off a smaller version of it. All right, Betty Jo Tucker movie at a headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Also, look for George Benninger, me. In the Betty Jo Tucker's film version, Cake a Love Story. We play her friends, which we are in real life too, so it all works out, doesn't it? Don't forget, go to Facebook, No Name in a Bag of Chips, tonight, 7 p.m. at Auto Shrunken Head and Tiki Bar. Okay, what else we got going on here? Meanwhile, back in the studio, let's see. Okay, sorry about the delay there. I guess keeping with the movie themes, right? Let's go with that today. We'll go with this little gem from I Wrote. And my friend sang in Tom Carosa, Joe Purse.
By the way, I'm a migrant farmer. I am, because this is how I spend my days. Because the farthest distance from two points is a man's underwear and the hamper. It can't get in there. It can be over something, under something, in between something. It can't be in there. Because why? Men are born without the ability to bend over. I can't reach it. It's too far. You're going to have to do it for me, honey. Get it. I can't do that. Unless it's food, of course. Food drops on the floor. 3-second rule.
Still good.
Wasn't easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. Na 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 na. Oh, yeah. And when I first time I saw West Side Story, I thought, that's my life. How did they know? Because both sides hated each other. They hated. You get the Puerto Ricans in one room and the Italians in another room. They're in the same room together. It's like they're both smelling bad food. Like that. It's very, very fun. My Italian grandmother was very fun. She was very cheap. She was very cheap. She wouldn't turn on the lights until it was Helen Keller dark. Grandma, I got to read my homework. It's Helen Keller dark. And I would say, Grandma, I need light. I need light. You need a light. Your brother, he no need a light. Your father, he no need a light. But Miss Big Shot, oh, she need a light. You know what we used for light when I was your age? The sun. Is it me? Did anybody else have that grandmother that used the tea bag 100 times? Is it still good? You wanted some tea? Is it still good?
She got it.
Oh, you're giving her up. Oh, it's going to be a good Mother's Day for you, Michelle. I don't want your stinky old breath, and you're giving me up about the tea bag. The tea bag. And you would know because it was like a trick question if you wanted tea, you know? You want a tea? I don't know. Is that one from World War II? I don't know if I want tea that bad. And then, you know, no Italian grandmother would be complete without that large Italian purse that they always carried. Do you know why grandmothers carry those purses, Italian grandmothers?
Why?
For the bread! For the bread! You go to a wedding. You're not even seated. They're like... Grandma, Grandma, put those rolls back. Put those rolls back. Why? They ain't just going to throw them away anyway. Yeah, but let them serve it first. In my land of hurricane, sugar cane, and don't complain, don't explain. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything. Now it's called Cajun. I didn't know. She could speak two languages at the same time. Growing up, I had no idea what my mother was saying. She would turn to me and just start screaming, Lisa! Mira! No, 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 I don't have time for this kind of stuff. I want to say so. Stop! That hurt. What did you just say? And then she had these mom wisdoms that she used to impart to me, these mom wisdoms. Cliches, you might know them as, or glitches, I should call them. Mira, Nancy, listen to these glitches. It's going to save your life. Mira, the cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. My head hurts. What do you say? She was crazy that way. She was oblivious to racism. We lived in the... She moved us from the capital of Puerto Rico, New York City, to South Florida because they had an accent. She had an accent. It all worked out. So one day my mother comes home. She goes, Nancy, mira, I was in the store. I'm so excited. I heard there's a Spanish family on our block, but I have been driving around for hours and hours. I can't find them. Mom, we're the Spanish family. She'd give me good advice about finding a husband. She said, Nancy, mira, a man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I'll never forget the time he asked me with his little honest eyes, Mommy, where do babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest, so I looked into his eyes and I said, well, honey, in your case, they come from absolute vodka. I didn't want him to be misinformed like I was when I was little, because I had really curly hair, and my mom would brush it, and I'd go, ow, ow, and she'd go, well, young lady, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? And for the longest time until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. Italian grandmothers. I love the Italian grandmothers. What do 60 Minutes and an Italian grandmother have in common? You know, we didn't rehearse, by the way. Just so you know that this is great. This kid is just, Chris, can you play this? Can you play that? Can you play that? You wanna try something else, Chris? That other thing that we didn't rehearse?
Yeah.
All right, you feeling poetic?
Poetic.
Okay, feeling poetic. Let's get a little Kerouac here. You ready? I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong. Unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party. And you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. Or your boss is really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow. I can beat him to the door jam. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It makes sense to me at the time. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably
wonderful Chris McGinnis on piano. Now he's a grown man. I think he was 12 years old when he was playing that for me. Isn't he amazing? Christopher McGinnis. You can look him up online. Betty Jo Tucker will be doing, I believe, a tribute to. She'll be doing a tribute to Love. So check it out.
This is Nancy Lombardo, Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Bye bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.